Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 48.
That's the
48.
Ish.
Ish.
Are you sure it's 48?
It is 48. 48. Yeah, because he looked 48, too. 48. The beginning of the episode starts with only three of us because Chris was still at work. Yep. And it's just as boring as you'd fucking imagine.
But Chris saves the day. But
then Chris comes
Yay!
In.
No, it has to be good. Because I like listening to you guys when I can fucking hear you.
The debatable right there, so yeah.
Well, if I get all
you guys, notice my eyes were here. And
oh,
not
no.
directed
I am
here.
The key star
No.
while you're gone.
Key
no.
star?
Yeah, because it's them against me 90% of the time anyway.
It's everybody against
it's
you
90%
against,
of the
yeah,
time.
It doesn't
you.
Matter. It
doesn't.
Is just the world against
Why
you.
Why am I being singled out? I will build a wall and go ahead and be on the other side.
Go Good.
For it. Go for it.
I'll take
no,
my
I think everyone
stop.
Would be happier that way.
No.
No, stop. No, please. No.
We tried. I put effort into it.
Put a tear. Yeah. Put a little tear.
Nope. Little you ain't even nope. getting that. He's it would go down and I'd go, nope. You're as big as that.
Yeah.
It would go right back
to
my eye.
Back in,
I
yeah.
did tear up when I saw Billy Crystal's eulogy.
Oh my God. For Muhammad Ali? Yeah.
I didn't
no.
watch it
it's
yet.
Weird when a white I Jewish guy does a tribute to a dead black Muslim. And
yeah,
makes you cry harder than basically anything.
They were besties.
Yeah, but when you listen to it and you're just like...
He wanted to be
like,
a power.
It's like a man tear.
Way.
It's like watching like any man movie where it has the moment where it's like, why are you crying? It's just two guys. You're like, you don't understand.
You don't
this
know.
Is a moment. Yeah.
They're not
certain
too old
moments
for
as
this,
a man.
Keanu
yeah.
Reeves' dog dies.
Yeah. No, right?
Yeah.
John Wick, that dog dies and you're like, I don't even like dogs. Murder everyone.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly support you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
so
Rocky IV, Apollo Creed dies. So kind of emotional. You know it's coming. You
yeah.
see it 100 times, but that look on Rocky's face is no easy way out. And he's driving, and you're just like,
there's
no easy way out.
Fire.
Yeah, all of it. And he's in, and he's in Russia, and you're just like, yeah.
By
like
way,
it's
that's
that.
My third
like,
song of the
that.
Night. So yeah.
God.
Go face Draco.
Game on.
Game
on.
Game on.
I'm just saying it's okay to cry sometimes.
Just a man tear.
We're just going to repeat
tier.
That over and over again at the end. Like, just Chris going, I'm just saying it's okay to cry sometimes.
I'm okay with that.
Actually, that is probably gone.
Too bad it's not a friendship, bro.
No, our friendship will never be lost. Friends forever.
Don't sing, please.
No, keep singing.
No.
I like it.
He liked that with pizza in my mouth.
It's all right. Something.
Domino's, like, cold pizza is not bad at all.
No, it's dude. Domino's is shiz. We bought Jacob and Tabby Domino's last night because they watched the dudes.
Aww.
Nice, really.
Yeah.
And there's a whole pizza left. Did they not eat?
We bought two pizzas.
Okay. Well, see,
one
I
for them
see,
and then, like, a whole cheese pizza for the kids. They're not going to get a ton of pizza.
Yeah, Ellie probably devoured half of that pizza.
And they ended up probably eating cheese pizza anyway.
Now, see, as a kid, did you guys, like, were in love with cheese pizza, or did you, like... See,
God,
that's
no.
so weird, because, like, every kid I know, I want cheese pizza. I want cheese pizza. I'm like, what?
You that's because they don't like...
And, like, sausage and yummy stuff on it?
No, probably because their parents didn't like that stuff.
Pepperoni and sausage till I die, son. Probably because of
pepperoni
and sausage.
Till I die, son.
Pepperoni and olives.
Gross.
Ooh, you know what's even really good? Is pineapple and pepperoni.
Gross.
No, hear me out. Fucking, it's the sweet and spicy. It's so
oh, yeah.
good.
The problem is you
See?
Put fucking pineapple
yeah.
on your pizza.
Pineapple
no.
should never ever exist on any fucking thing other than fresh food. Like, it should
you
never...
You ever had a Hawaiian burger?
Disgusting, yeah.
You know what?
He's got
your
a point.
Your mouth is betraying your mind. That's what that
I
is.
I really wish Chris was here because he loves pineapple, and I fucking have this disgusted... With him,
See, me
and
Chris
and
would like. Buddy
yeah,
buddy.
That's why you guys are
yeah.
best buddies. So that's fine.
Yeah, no, I like. I agree with
pineapple
Justin.
Is disgusting. Warm pineapple, no. Pineapple is great by itself. It does not need to be warm and cooked. I've had this like eighth grade argument with like Miss Rasmussen for years.
With Miss Rasmussen?
Miss Rasmussen. Yeah.
Rasmussen?
Don't care.
Rasmussen.
Yeah.
I think
so,
you can.
Okay, so
I
got suspended. Did you win this argument?
No, I got suspended.
He got suspended because he keyed her car.
No, she never.
Why'd you key her car?
She never knew about
that.
The
argument?
No, she never knew about that. I got suspended technically because I was arguing over when we were cooking fruit cocktail. It needs to be warm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's fruit. Why do you need to cook this?
I don't remember making fruit cocktail in that class.
Like, we had to make fruit cocktail.
You sure you made fruit cocktail, or is that what just you made?
I'm pretty sure it was fruit cocktail.
She gave you the dummy assignment. Like, yeah.
this
kid shouldn't be around other shit, so I'm just going to give him a can of fruit cocktail.
Also, I stabbed Dee Dee with a pencil in the hand. That too.
Wait, are you Dexter? No. Get it.
Man. That was a solid three, Robert. Good job.
I gotta start somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah. She deserved to get her car keyed. I don't care.
So I'm guessing you keyed her car then.
Yes, I keyed her car.
Justin, to your mouth.
Yeah.
Wait.
This is a podcast.
I didn't know you start this thing. I'm just talking.
I know. Do you ever know when I started?
Justin.
Yeah. Do I need to talk louder then?
No.
No.
All right.
I just need you talking to your fucking microphone.
All right. I will speak verbally contact words to this mic and not stutter.
Stutter. How you doing there, Justin?
I'm good.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
How many drinks have you had today?
Ten.
Red Bull doesn't count as a drink, sir. You said nine first time, so I think it's nine.
Doesn't count until he puts shit in it.
Yeah.
Nothing in it.
I got some rum if you want.
I can recall all my. I had four Bloody Marys, three IPAs, two Buffalo whiskey shots, two Jamesons, and
that's 11.
Buffalo Jack. Okay.
So yeah. You said
12?
Yeah.
What grade level did you apply for math?
The third grade.
Third grade. Okay.
That's yeah. Right. So it's a little error for mistake and then acceptance with a gold star.
All right. I can do it. Were you ever good at math, Joe?
Yeah, I was crazy good until I like got into higher end math.
Weed.
Huh?
Weed.
Fuck you, Justin.
It's okay.
No, like
dealing with substance.
In seventh grade, I had 120% or something like that.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, and then I got moved up to algebra, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Oh. These letters, and that's weird.
Shouldn't put fucking words in math. That's fucking retarded.
Nah, algebra's not that bad.
Now, did you have Miss Stark as the calc teacher? Or who did you have for calc? Do you know?
I had Howard.
Howard?
Yeah, Mr. Howard. He's a skateboarder guy.
Ooh, cool.
You took calculus, Justin?
Yeah.
Wow, he doesn't know how many beers.
No,
he
I had. Know exactly what I'm doing.
I didn't take calculus till senior year, and you were already out of school by then.
That was sophomore year when I took calculus.
The horse shit.
He almost said
no.
Oh, boy.
I'll bet you everything.
Everything?
Yeah, wow. Whatever you want to call.
I got a lot more shit than you, Justin.
Yeah, no.
Calculus. How much for that little girl? I bet on calculus.
Calculus I took for, it was 2 years. It was all right.
It was all right?
Yeah.
Did you understand it?
I was a TA, so I didn't. It was fucking super.
That's not taking calculus, so Justin.
You didn't take the class. You apply. You. Oh God. Jesus.
You helped the
my
fucking
so
teacher
fucking
out.
Because I didn't have to. I took this like calculus test, and I was like, I don't need to take high school math.
So you TA'd for a math class that you think you took.
No, just like that.
Dude, just listen to that sentence, please. Just.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to I'm not going to even say it again because it hurts my brain, for one. Listen to this podcast one more time and think, no. Can we move on, please?
Yeah.
I'm making up for lost time.
Yeah, you are.
You obviously fucking are.
Well, you know, okay, I kind of deserve it because I was on his ass like the moment.
The entire time you ratted me out to go buy beer.
Which was kind of funny, honestly.
Yeah, it's
I enjoyed myself. I think you enjoyed
it. I already paid for it, so I didn't. Can't do.
And the guy seemed kind of cool too, anyway.
He's not even a guy. He's a kid. He was like younger than all of us.
What is the guy? He's a kid.
I'm pretty sure that guy's gonna be like 40, and we're gonna think he's younger than all of us. that dude's well, got a baby face for his
hair.
Life,
yeah,
man.
He couldn't grow the facial hair, but he had that Bieber haircut. You know?
The Bieber haircuts.
I love it when boys shave their head.
Hold
nothing?
On,
really? Nothing?
No, we accept
no,
it.
No, tell us.
It's a very accepting weekend right now, so go right
tell
ahead.
Tell us how you like boys, Robert.
I was just fucking with you people, but, you know, you guys can't take a joke. Or no, I'm sorry, if it's not a joke because it's not funny.
So, there you go.
Yeah, see, I'm realizing it. Thank you. No wonder I wanted to quit this fucking podcast.
Yeah, you didn't.
Because secretly down under...
Best
you know, in
friends
my
forever.
Talking in the mic, dipshit.
Oh no, it wasn't meant for that. It was meant for you guys.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is why we need Chris. He keeps us on track.
Yeah. Exactly, because
yeah,
there's a whole you know void.
It is a void.
The Chris void, because he'll come up with something nerdy that we can just leech onto forever.
Yeah,
but when it's just us,
you guys just like gang up and yell at me anyway. So. It's kind of like normal.
But it's structure yelling at you.
Yeah.
It's structure yelling? No. There's no structure when Chris is here.
I have to disagree with you. There is some type of structure. I mean, it might not be
No, there's structure to the context of the actually what we're discussing, but like there actually isn't anything like structuring yelling at me for any reason.
There's
I
a
just
lot
voiced
of
my opinion
yelling,
on something
yeah.
It might be different from you guys, and you guys disagree with it, then you obscenely... disagree with it, I
obscene,
should say.
Really?
Yeah.
What's so obscene about it?
Yelling. Obscene. So that's not heightened.
I haven't used a curse word yet, Justin.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this
you know,
lovely person. Lovely person
you know
here.
It's a podcast. You could say my name.
Oh,
well,
Roberta?
There's only...
Oh, thanks. I'm a lady.
There's only three of us, Robert, so he's not talking about me through process
maybe
elimination.
Jacob,
because
Jacob hasn't actually said anything yet, so...
And he's still here, so it's...
Yeah. I mean, he could say and speak up, but he normally doesn't anyway, so... He has, like, 30 seconds to speak up. But
what time is it, Justin?
17:25.
That's great.
28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it's 5. 28.
Look at that. You subtracted 5. To 17 and got 2 and you're like, oh no, maybe
you just ruined your fucking argument, Robert.
Explaining
plus
things.
You don't bring that shit up. You just let him see that it's in military time. Mm-hmm. I told him that it bugs you whenever you see my phone in military time.
No.
It does because you just bring it up every time. Where's your phone in military time, bro? I don't get it. That's dumb.
I brought that up for, like, the last 6 years just because it's going to eventually bother him, and he's just going to do stuff like this. So, it works. That's all it is.
No.
Because it actually does not bother me.
You're not pulling no long con, Justin. Shut up.
Motherfucker, my watch didn't even have fucking time on it. So, like, I just had, like, a little dot that said what time it actually was.
Your watch doesn't have time on it?
My old watch did not have time. Like, there was
isn't
no numbers on it.
Isn't that the whole fucking purpose of the watch?
No, it didn't have numbers on it, so it actually didn't care what time it actually was.
Did it have
it just had four dots?
And a shorthand? Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There was no numbers on the watch.
Well, I'd hope you'd learn
so
how to read
like
a fucking
nine,
watch by
like
30, Justin.
12 and 6 and 3 and 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So it doesn't matter what time. I just like bothering you guys. I play long games on a lot of things. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I win.
No, you don't. Did Chris just get back to you?
He hasn't. No.
No, he won't be here probably for until episode 2.
Probably.
It's not episode 2. It's like what?
Into the microphone.
It,
over,
is it 50-something?
No,
52.
We're almost 50.
Okay.
We're in the high 40s.
Because I missed the last two, or last one. I wasn't here that last weekend.
Did you guys do one without me?
It's been a while. Yeah, I think we did.
I think you guys did. Because you guys did two with Pat, and then I came back, and we did one, and then we had a call it short for something. Yeah. And then we did, that was it. I think that was the last one.
Did Pat want to come back?
Yeah, Pat always wants to come back. Pat and Dylan, I see them every week, Pat's and they always want to come back.
I like Pat.
So call Pat.
He's working, probably, but...
Pat doesn't work. He watches people play cards at the casino.
Well, it's hockey, so yeah, so maybe.
Oh, yeah, the fucking Stanley Cup finals tonight, and the Pens might have it tonight. Ooh. What's up, Jack?
Doubt it.
We're not here to play Legos, honey.
Limbo!
What are you doing? He is awesome, isn't he?
Superman is the man.
Can you take him upstairs to play with your Legos? Give mom the disc, honey.
He's like the cheapest superhero.
The cheapest?
Not in front of the kid who loves Superman, Justin.
Don't be mean, man.
What? How did you even get down here?
He walked right by?
Well, I know he walked right down and... He knows when I'm down here, and all he wants to do is fuck with the Legos, but then he breaks everything.
How do you guys get Bart Simpson? What do you guys also have with the Simpsons?
It's in the Dimensions game, dude.
Oh.
They've got Simpsons World.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's fucking great.
Not aware of that.
I want to get back to the Superman's the weakest.
Not the weakest.
What'd you say?
He's like Balrog, okay?
He's got the power to have all powers.
Almost.
We just talked about this with Chris not too long ago, because when he was,
I understand back in the 30s and 40s when they came up with superheroes. Like,
yeah, he didn't have as big of powers. Chris said one of the most recent runs that Superman doesn't have. He's back to being old school Superman. Like, yeah.
So he's just humbled and like he's
like
two arc. Yeah, which is phenomenal.
But, like, the 80s and 70s and 90s, like, he's literally just unbeatable.
He's got the power to have all powers. Like, I like your Balrog reference.
Like, I don't find that appealing. Like, I can't get behind. Like, he's a cookie-cutter good guy. I'm like, I don't want...
Well, that's what he's supposed to be.
What about, like, fuck Captain America, for instance.
That's Marvel.
Hail Hydra.
See?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the new thing with him, like... I'm okay with that. He stands up for what is actually good, but now he switched sides because he's a secret agent.
Yeah, story.
There's a whole new art. But like he doesn't have all the powers. He gets his ass whooped 90% of the time, and then he comes out by a sliver. It's just like any any other superhero, really. Green Lantern does it like time after time. Flash, yeah. Spider-Man does it all the time. Like. Mm-hmm. Even Batman gets his fucking ass whooped a lot.
Yes, he does, but he never gives up, though.
Yeah.
Got his back fucking broken.
Superman, I'm going to drift off, and I'm basically dying, and I fall into a
Superman gets his ass beat, but
he falls into a yellow sun ray, or they regenerate him somehow, or rebirth him. Sun ray, yeah.
Right. No, he goes and sleeps in the fucking sun.
Yeah.
Just like Superboy did when he got all super fucking powerful
and
shit. And
then he becomes fucking crazy strong because the other guy's weak.
That means Chris might be here, actually.
Because
I think that's his car fucking pulling up in front of the window.
Yep.
Not that anyone can see that.
I like my son, though. Tell him to move. That was a nice sunlight.
Then
like,
go upstairs and tell Chris to fucking move.
It brought their own...
Then go turn on the other lights.
No.
There's more light down
here.
Moment's
gone.
Moment is gone.
All right, pass me a beer, Justin.
Oh, no, you don't want to drink now.
All right, then I won't drink. Don't fucking cry when I say I'm not going to drink, and then when I ask for a beer.
I got keys.
I'm prepared.
Prepared.
Although, when we went to Florida...
So you drink when Chris is here, but you won't drink when me and Robert are here?
Mm-hmm. So actually, you're driving.
You have an image? You have to keep up with Chris?
I do.
Me and Robert are not good enough?
Well, I don't have 40. If that helps.
No one has Colt 45. Like, I was going to buy it for Chris. I legitimately, like, had it. Like, I can order it from Mike. A six-pack.
Yeah. I know you can get it from Mike. Put the fucking microphone near your mouth, Justin. Jesus H. Christ.
I'm sitting right here. I'm not
talking about Christ.
It's, like, right here. It's going to pick up my voice.
No, it's not.
Not very well. into your face. Yes. There you go.
This is better for you?
This is better for
because
me.
Because we lowered the level so we can actually sound a lot better, and that's why we need to do this.
Oh, see, this is information that should be informed to other people that are participating in this endeavor.
But the thing is it is when someone is present.
This is also
I have been present.
This is also something I fucking told you already.
No.
It is. It's something I told all of you.
When?
When I bought the fucking microphone stands and then you were down here for the first time.
See, this is reoccurring. This is your directing skills coming into play here, so therefore,
directing skills.
I hate you so hard.
So much.
It was weird.
Is it good?
Yeah, try it.
I will eventually.
Brewed. This lushly flavored pale ale is brewed with ginger,
Gallagher.
In the mic.
Gallagher hair and orange peel, in addition to premium malts, say as hops and our house ale yeast. What we were talking about before you got all asshole-y.
Superman.
No, yeah.
Superheroes.
No, but then we moved on. There's Christ.
Yeah, no, I wanted to see what your guys' idea for the sequel of Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I mean upstairs.
Passion of the Christ 2, Electric Boogaloo. I heard.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him coming off the cross with holes in his hand.
Oh, yeah, coming off the cross.
Like, regenerative, like, skills? Like, he's going to have abilities, like, where he can just regenerate.
Dude,
like,
he already got pulled off the cross. Like, that's part of the Bible.
So, is he going to have holes, or is he, can he, like,
yeah, he's
his
got
cells
holes.
Can regenerate? Like, can he?
That's what happens.
You, what happens when you get nails
hand.
Driven through your
maybe
fucking
hands?
Maybe
he's a mutant nowadays.
It's
and
no, it's called
the mutant's
stigmata.
In.
Oh, that'd be so fucking great if Christ was part of the X-Men.
Exactly. He just, like, he's part of it, and he's like, no holes.
He doesn't really have much power except for, like, bartender. And, like, Wolverine comes over, give me a scotch on the rocks, bub. And then he's like,
no, he has the power to inspire people.
I just got
that's
wine.
That's his power.
Oh, like, he's the healer and shit.
Yeah.
He's not really that useful.
That's
but,
all basically.
But it helps a little bit. Yeah. Well, what else would Christ do?
Get tacked up on a fucking cross? I don't know.
Yeah, every now and then he's just up on a cross. God damn it. Thank God.
Get lashed.
Shame people.
Oh, yeah. He can fucking...
Get betrayed.
He can act like Deadpool and fucking just take a whooping.
Yeah, no.
And
yeah,
cut
so
his little hand off and then have...
Basically, he's the first person to go in because he can take it. And then basically he's just gonna...
Just get
tough it out. Yeah.
Beat.
Get his ass whooped. But... He, then that means he has to either be trained in, like, Tai Chi or, you know, karate or kung fu or something, some kind of martial art, because he has to defend himself. So he can get, like, what's the Russian one where you, like, do submissions?
Vodka?
No.
Are you thinking of Krav Maga?
Yeah.
That's Israeli, not Russian, you fucking racist.
Okay.
God damn it.
We're fucking cult.
Not me.
Close, okay, whatever.
Israel is not close to Russia, Justin. It's on the other side of the world. Does that make it close
but
for
anyway,
you?
But anyway, you still knew exactly what I was talking about, so therefore.
Yeah, because I
in our friendship, it...
I speak Justinese.
Justinese.
Which is exactly why, like, Chris came up to me on Friday, and he's like, our friend did the exact same thing that we knew our friend would fucking do.
No. You bet on it. You got right. Chris got wrong. No, Chris got right and you got wrong.
Yeah,
because
I had faith in you and
yeah.
Then you fucking betrayed me.
I apologize for that.
You're just full of apologies today. But what
I
are
am.
You doing to make
yeah.
It right, Justin?
That's admirable, I guess.
You want a high five? Do you want a friendship secret handshake?
Nope. But yeah, I do good. Want a friend card.
I have a friend card in my car.
Yeah.
I have a card in my car, but I think it's to a funeral, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. Whose funeral?
Chris yeah. Bryant's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you go to his funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, he has his card in it.
No, like maybe he got a card inviting him to the funeral. I don't really know how funerals work. I haven't been to one in a while.
All right.
Yeah. Like, I think I went to my grandma's, yeah. And I was going to go to that one anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And Jack... The kids were like one-ish.
Okay.
And Jack's sitting in the front row making fart noises with his hands. Oh my god. Or he's not in the front row. We're like halfway back.
That kid is the coolest.
I know. And then my cousins are in the front row and they're like keeping their cool. They're all older than me. And then they just start laughing their faces off. Because Jack's sitting back there. And I just see all my cousins lose it. As you know, as the lady's talking about my grandma and you, mm-hmm. World War II veteran and shit.
Holy shit, was she?
Huh? She was a nurse. Like, both my grandparents were in World War II.
Oh.
They were in Italy together. Her first husband was in I almost didn't get to be because she married a dude. He went over to Europe and died. And then she met my grandpa.
Was she divorced, technically, after that?
You're freed from the bondage of marriage once one of you dies.
I'm just making sure.
Especially, it's not
I've
like...
I've never been married, so...
It's not like you gotta go...
Back in the day, they had different laws and rules.
It's not like you gotta go through court proceedings when your husband gets shot.
Not sponsors, by the Nazis, but like, dude. Our faithful people that follow us, that the one person, listen to, they want to know.
I think it's the four of us that listen to us, and that's not even all the time.
There's five of us that actually regularly do the podcast.
Yeah, but Jacob doesn't listen because he's got schoolwork. He doesn't listen to podcasts.
He's gonna binge listen to it, or is he never gonna listen to it? He's
probably never gonna listen.
He's probably never gonna listen to it. Jacob's got a fucking life.
Yeah, dude.
He works.
It's called a life
on animals.
You can listen to it. It's not like they're going to speak them when they're, passed out.
No, but the doctor is.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other people around him have to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's called
procedure. He can't like, have us fucking screaming about.
We don't scream about much. In the first 30 episodes, yes, we might scream.
He can't have us blaspheming over the air while his coworkers listen. Like, what is this horse shit you're listening to,
Speaking
Jacob?
Of horse shit, Sausage Party. Is a new movie that's coming out. Have you guys seen the trailer?
Yeah, I want to see it.
I think that is complete fucking ripoff of the Holocaust that we came up with.
Of the Carlocaust?
Yes.
I don't know.
I am completely 100% like.
So you think Seth Rogen's like, I need to listen to podcasts that nobody listens to? They've got.
No, because I guarantee Hollywood and Babylon.
And find fucking movies. Yeah. And then realize. And we'll just change cars. We can't get that property. Disney Pixar owns that property, but we can just make it about wieners dying.
Yeah, he's gonna make it funny.
Sausage Fest.
At the grocery store one day when he did it,
or he was high and at the grocery store, and it's not the most original fucking idea. Like
I'm still stating, so
it's
whatever.
Just Toy Story with wieners,
But it's for adults.
Yeah,
it's, every other word is F.
Every other word is F.
Yeah.
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 F this and F that. Well, I put the explicit tag on our podcast, so you can.
Yeah, I could say
you can feel free to let your freak flag fly, which is a sentence that's really hard for me to say.
But you did really quite well.
That's because I slowed it the fuck down. Now I'm gonna just stutter. Fuck. Is Chris actually here?
No.
Then who parked in my driveway? Maybe it was my mom.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's your mom.
Yeah.
Well, that's Chris.
Chris?
Oh, that's Kale.
Oh, hey, bro.
See?
Hey, it's our black friend.
It is the person.
Yeah. You know, all right, I just feel that you were already talking shit. I could just feel it in the air.
No, but we've been yelling at...
hard to do. Especially right now. I mean, I don't get why you guys are, because again, it's like you.
Oh, we got pizza.
It's not like we expected it, but we expected it 100%.
Your mouth, homeboy.
And it's Justin. Like, what else do you expect?
All the way.
It's right here. It doesn't even need to be there.
No.
Negro voice carries.
Because apparently.
No, with you, you don't put your mom.
This isn't good enough.
It's not because this one isn't hanging.
I don't talk like that.
I listen to the podcast when I'm not on it, and it's literally like this. It's the soothing sounds of all of your voices.
Is NPR practicing?
No,
it's not. It's the opposite of
my voice. Fucking picks up these two.
It is just like this the whole time,
and I'm like volume up, and I'm having to hold it, and I'm like, if I was there, they would all have to talk louder.
That's it.
No.
Yep. I love listening to you guys not have a conversation all. Where I'm here sleeping. You know, that's great. But
you sleep a lot. I'm sorry.
I'm fucking tired. I was way tired that week, too. That sucked.
I'm way tired this week, man.
Yeah.
Fuck this week.
I'm at, like, 60, I think. Like, 58, 60.
Are you?
Yeah. Almost lost a whole fucking pallet today, but thanks to my awesome rap job and my ability to will gravity, didn't happen. But, yeah, mostly my rap job. Like, that saved it so hard.
Sick rhyme skills.
Oh, you know it. I'm like Robert Van Winkle with my skills, yo.
Quick, who's Robert Van Winkle?
Hmm?
You know who Robert Van Winkle is?
Vanilla Ice.
Sounds familiar.
It's Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Really?
I know who Robert Van Winkle is.
Yeah, because you just told everyone.
Yeah.
No, I... Whatever.
He's mad at you, so he's not listening to you, Justin.
Yeah, no, you get no say on
that's
anything.
That's fair, I don't care.
Nothing. You could be like, I have a cure for cancer, and we'd be like, that's great, but you'll probably get 98% of the way through and just, you know, kind of...
Is a half make an hour just, like, debating back and forth?
No, he won't make a sandwich. Country fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
I did, hey, you know, I had country fried
go
steak.
Go to make it and go.
I had country fried country steak fried at steak. At Pools this morning, so it is bomb. It is so good.
Oh, gosh, throw me a slice. Without actually throwing it, Justin. Thank you, Robert. Much appreciated. See? You see? God, I hate you. You didn't do anything.
You didn't even do anything.
You say throw a slice. I'm expecting you to catch it.
Shut up.
Sorry, you're black
you
and
get
you not,
nothing.
Can't catch.
You get nothing today.
Have we
nothing.
Told that story?
What? Him throwing pop at my
throw
head?
Throw me a pop.
I don't know. You were where he threw a pop at my head?
Sure.
I don't know. If we had our place. We were there. Don't fucking sip, you piece of monkey fuck. I hate you so hard.
This is why we need. This is why we need Chris.
So we were at. We had maybe been in our apartment inside the first 3 months. I'm playing Diablo 2 on my computer later, and we had one of those island counters for our kitchen, and then on the other side you had like the actual kitchen.
Yeah.
Justin was grabbing a beverage, and I go, "Hey, throw me a pop." Now,
this is when they all drink pop.
Normal person would be like, oh, hey, and maybe underhand or like
or walk
bring
around.
It over. Yeah. Like, legitimately, any human being.
Yeah.
Justin doesn't straight, like, doesn't even say anything to me. Just
no,
throws
not baseball.
It and he goes, hey.
It was underhand.
It's in air, so it's like leaving hand, hey. And it's what? Pow! Pop.
It might have been just like, just tossed sideways.
Toss sideways.
Yeah, like, you know, you take a beer and you toss it sideways.
Uh-huh, yeah. I got it.
But he's not paying attention.
But again, not paying attention.
You really need to pay attention, Chris.
Exactly.
Don't. He gets no support today. None.
I all get right. plenty of support today. All
right. I apologize.
No.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Justin.
Yeah, you get none.
Yeah, fuck you, Justin.
I'll let you drive my
vehicle. We're sad at you.
And you complain the entire time, so.
That's because your vehicle's a fucking death trap, Justin.
His truck?
No.
Yeah.
So my dad thinks he knows what's wrong with your truck.
Brake fluid.
Not brake fluid.
No.
Your brakes are shit.
No, it's an exhaust leak.
Which is fine.
In the words of my dad, it's probably just Justin.
No, there's a weird
noise.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's got a Justin leak.
He goes, what's wrong with Justin's truck? So I told him all the things you had told me. And he goes, sounds like Justin did something. So it's probably Justin.
I literally don't drive that far to work. And I drive
two
of
our... Why
do
you drive to work? You're like 3 blocks away.
Yeah, I don't, much.
You don't have to cross any...
Unless I'm going someplace after. Like,
I drove from our apartment because I had to cross division at fucking rush hour
just
at least one of those times.
I'm going someplace after work. So like then I need my truck.
When he's not drinking.
Oh, he came here.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drinking Red Bull now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Balancing thing back out.
I'm not drinking. I don't need alcohol right now.
I know I said that.
Don't slurp into the microphone, Justin.
Yeah,
come so on, you want me to mic the fucking close or far away?
Just don't be a fucking tool. That's all we want.
Never happy. Never satisfied with you.
Not with you, no. Nothing. Not one thing. No. So, what were the topics of today's podcast that I've missed?
Superman.
Oh.
Not much.
Donald
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, Superman, Donald Trump, same shit. Christ 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're actually making a sequel to Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw, and again, like the original, I'm like, why, when you know how it ends?
Well, we turned Christ into an X-Man. He's a mutant.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know white people won't be down for that, though.
Neither you know black down people.
Black people like mutants?
No, they don't.
No, but black people really like Unless Christ,
they're
twerking, too.
They're not going to like him.
Except for you.
No, I won't like him because he's Christ. That, him being a mutant, yeah, that has nothing to do with it. Him being an absent father figure is something I would have a problem with. I don't give a fuck about what he does as like a mutant. But he's like, yeah, I do good shit. Like what, Jesus? I don't know.
Being fair.
Good shit.
God was an absent father figure to God.
But then like, to his people.
To him. Oh, well, yeah. For 2,000 fucking years
and
of child support.
And then he gets mad at them. He's like, what are you doing? We're unsupervised. What did you think we were going to do?
Butt sex.
Yep. A whole lot of butt sex. I thought I did Sodom and Gomorrah. You did. And we call it sodomy.
If Adam and Eve had butt sex, there would be no people.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Because of Adam and Eve, we're all incestuous anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, but, you know, if that happened, God shows up. Because, like, the whole eating the apple, fruit of knowledge, and they're like, holy shit, you're naked, you got boobies, and you got a penis.
Yeah.
Right?
Instinct.
Well, it was, no, you got
a... like, you got a leaf on this, and you got a...
You got a penis,
look,
no.
Let's be real. Bitches didn't have nothing. Give there me was nothing penis. Holding nothing.
Yeah.
Give me that rib.
Yeah, he's like, I want it back. Mortal Kombat style, and then God shows up. What the fuck?
Talk about Mortal Kombat.
I want my rib.
Do you see back. Injustice 2?
Oh my God!
Oh shit! I'm so stoked.
Just all over my face, neck, and chest with justice. Just yes.
Fucking.
You saw it, right?
No, I didn't see it.
It's got Atrocitus in it.
Yeah,
it's got Gorilla Grodd.
Fuck yeah!
You guys,
a giant gorilla who goes, and then one of his moves, he makes you hit yourself. So like one of the gameplay things is
stop
he's
hitting
making Atrocitus push himself, and you're like, that move will be abused always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And Supergirl.
Yes.
And new Aquaman.
No. Like
Black Manta's in it. You see him in a quick cutaway.
Yeah.
I was already at work when you guys started talking about it. I'm like, I gotta check that out when I get home.
I stopped working. I was literally in a store when they did the announcement trailer, because it went off on my Twitter for...
Yeah.
It was like, Ed Boon, E3, and your mom are all retweeting Injustice 2. I'm like, bullshit you are. And I'm at a Safeway on Francis. The Coke guy's next to me, and he's like, oh, mind your way. I'm like, no, man, I'm cool. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, Injustice 2 announcement trailer. He's like, bullshit. So he comes over, and he's like, slowly putting things on the shelf over to watch this trailer. Oh, gosh. So
that's
bad.
Cool. Yeah, you know? Audience, man.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that game.
I know, right?
Like, so hard. Oh, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Happy in the opposite way of Justin.
Yeah.
I hate you so much.
Oh.
So imagine it's been like this like the last hour and a half.
Yeah.
More like 35 minutes.
Oh, it's only like 35 minutes in?
Yeah.
I showed up at 4.
You showed up at 4:30. Robert showed up at 4.
Yeah.
And then we
had a 30-minute detail of which fucking beer he wanted. Because
you guys wanted
care.
Panda beer, so I bought Panda beer.
No, you're just like, pick a fucking beer already.
I don't care.
And so I was like, get the fucking Panda. And then we left.
Yeah.
That was our beer.
I wasn't going to drink any of it, so like, I didn't care.
I like that whether I'm here or not, it's just, it, there's the same level of breakdown in the social group.
And Robert's literally writing me out to the cashier. Like, oh, he's already drunk.
Drunk drove over to Drill's house.
Dude, I don't even feel bad for you right now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. For real, I would give you up for murder.
Yeah, that's
right
fine.
Now. I'd be like, he did it.
Yeah.
Well.
After Chris murdered somebody.
Yeah, after I did the murder.
He probably deserved to get shanked, so it's all right.
I wouldn't murder unless it was deserved. And then it's just justifiable homicide.
Chris is fair murder.
But it's a prison thing, so it's okay.
That's
so
his
fine.
Platform for fucking...
Being the president, I'm up for murder. But, you know, fair murder.
Yeah.
It's justice.
And drone strikes.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
All over.
Yep. And they all... But the only
Amazon didn't show up
mine...
in 2 days. It showed up in 3 days.
Yeah. Drones. They were busy taking out people in Hezbollah. Like, you know...
Are they
drop
actually
a package,
going through with
bomb.
That, though? Are they actually getting drones?
Amazon?
No, they can't get the FAA clearance.
Really?
They're working on it. They're doing inside tests and shit. It's not going to work, though.
Because if people with guns have shown us anything, well,
no,
they're
more
great with making poor
worried
choices.
About, like, actual hackers that could hack into those.
I'm not worried about that. I am not worried about people going, I'm going to hack a drone from Amazon to have the drone with GPS go to my house.
Someone else is going
to
shoot it down. I guarantee someone else hacks into it.
You can shoot the UPS guy, too, and get a lot of packages.
Like, there's not...
That's what I'm saying. Like, someone's going to hack into it because who doesn't want to own a fucking drone?
Like, that UPS guy leaves with a lot of packages.
It's not like you're going to kidnap a UPS guy, so you just rather take a drone instead.
I don't know. Some people I run into, I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say, I work with this one girl. Pretty sure if she got kidnapped, they'd be like a 13-year-old girl got kidnapped. You're like, she's like 22, well, dude.
Look at Terrell, though.
Callie?
And then
Brenna. She's like tiny. Like a light breeze blows this girl over. Yeah. I feel bad
and
because
she's a merchandiser?
Yeah. She's for real, like, shorter than Morgan. And Morgan's like 4'11".
And she's a merchant. Like, that's...
I feel bad because when she has to do my Doco route and then she has to hit Safeway on Northwest Boulevard, their back stock is, like, you have your spots for all the pop, but then it's like a back shelved wall that I have to climb onto the 12 packs myself to give myself the extra, like, 6 inches to get the top comfortably.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'11", so she's, like, at least a full foot shorter than I am.
So that's, like, two 12
packs. So she leaves them up there. And she's like, so I left him like, Brenda, don't worry about it. They just told me to do that to clear it off from the pallets. Like, don't, you're good. I know if you're the one who worked after, but like after me before I'm coming in, I don't even feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, you good. She's tiny. And you could go to a store and go, Brenda did this one yesterday, because you can see where everything is pulled forward just enough where her arms can reach. It's kind of entertaining.
Why did they hire her then?
Oh.
That's like in 40-year-old version where he's like, I hired this hot chick where I should have hired a 300-pound guy to fucking stock the back store.
Yep, but why didn't I? Because she's hot.
Yeah, well, no, because he was trying to get him laid.
Yeah. God. So did you guys hear about the fantastic news in Florida?
Everybody heard about the fantastic news in Florida.
Saw that? Yeah, apparently nobody at any of the stores I worked at today knew. None of them.
The shooting?
Did they all vote for Trump?
No, they just didn't know, like, because they're all there, like, first thing in the morning, so everyone's just working, and they're like, I was working, I don't remember which store, one of the Safeways, Safeway North Point.
Okay.
And one of the girls, she was like, do you know what's going on? Like, it just seems like something happened in the news, and she's like, I've been busy, I don't know what's happening right now, but something went down.
Point it towards your face,
and
please, man.
My voice carries, it's fine.
No, because the mic only has this big.
It's fine. It's this big, though, Jarrell. This big.
Just caress it.
Yeah.
God, stop directing us.
I'm not a director! Tell me what to do, Jarrell. I'm not your boss! Come on, you know you want to. Just exactly.
Shush. Fucking hate you. Shush.
But anyway, so I go and I have to, like, explain to this this girl, like, what happened. And the last time I checked, it was, like, I woke up, all the new stuff is, like, basically a half-pocalypse happened today. And I'm like, what in the fuck?
No, half-pocalypse happened last night.
While
you were sleeping.
Yeah, at, like, 2 a.m. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, this is unreal. And when I read it, it was, like, 30-ish people were killed and a lot injured.
Now it's like
and then
it's like
by
15,
the end of it, it was like when I checked before I left, when I got done at my last store, it was like 50 were dead and 54 injured. And they don't know if those ones are going to make it. And the guy who did it wasn't even a religious thing. He's just like, I don't like queers, was his logic.
A fucking 20-year-old.
Like, yeah, like he got mad because he saw two gay guys kiss and then like threw a fit like 2 weeks prior and then decided to go fucking nuts.
But, yeah.
And then did you see what, were they stopped in L.A.?
Yeah.
Another dude was going to go and try and do the same thing in L.A.
He was going to try to shoot up the Pride Parade.
Yeah.
Really?
Florida was a nightclub.
Yeah. Yeah. They were leaving the nightclub at the Florida one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in fucking insane. In the same night, one of the girls from The Voice, like she was on The Voice.
No,
and
that was the night before.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Million. Yeah.
Like no, but like she was doing a show with her brother's band and then gets murdered by some fucking tool. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? It just, I was like, I just want to be able to, I want to literally wake up and have one day where they're like, literally nothing happened. No one died. No murder. Like,
without a shitload of people dying.
Not even.
Anywhere.
Nothing. I want it to be a day where the world literally just feels it and they're like, did anything happen today? Even in sub-Saharan Africa with drought, whatever, where the aid came in time, no one's dead, nothing. Dictator stopped being a dick for just a full 24 hours. That's it. Just where everyone was like, I feel kind of good. What is this? Not being shitty?
Cereal, it's ate through.
Yeah, like they all just stop, right? They just like, nothing.
Because me and Clint were having breakfast, and Nicole comes and she sits down, and she's like, starts telling us about like how this shit went down. And I'm like, I'd rather talk about sports.
Yeah, like the first thing
like
in the morning.
Not negative. Oh, no,
it
right
was
now,
really discouraging.
Shit.
Like the first half of my day, I felt really off. Like I woke up and I was like, I'm up. But then I see that and I'm like, no matter how shitty my day is, it's not anywhere near that shitty. And it was like, I was talking to one of the Coke guys and we were talking about it. And it was just embarrassing to be a human being. Like, if you're an alien and you, like, saw the news and you come to like, hey, so what do you guys, oh, my God, what is this? What are you doing to each other?
States, so like
it is just, not even, just as a person, it's embarrassing to be a human being.
Yeah.
No other species actively goes, like, I'm going to go kill things because fuck
preference.
It.
Like,
yeah, they're like,
sound like queer.
Yeah, I don't like things that make me feel uncomfortable,
queers
so you die.
It's like, yeah, fuck.
It's like, fuck the rest of the world. We get, like, three things we're told we're allowed to have. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That doesn't mean you're going to get them, but you have the right to pursue these things to your life, to where you're not going to be killed because you just happen to have a different opinion. You know? That's it. You want to have sex with a guy or a girl or a dog, which is really questionable on every level.
Or all three.
All three.
At the same
time. As long as no harm is being caused. And the dog is, so no dogs are allowed.
Yeah.
You know, but unless it's the state, and then it's like a 35-pound minimum, maximum, whatever. It's a weird thing. Yeah,
well,
like
you know the law, all right?
All black people know
all
every
black
law,
people
dude.
Know that's all perfect. The laws.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's 3 to 5.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
That's a Dave Chappelle joke, man.
Yeah,
Dave,
we just know.
No,
because
I was watching that the other day. So
Yeah, no, we all just.
So how come you didn't know Chris knows the
no,
law?
No, I was just making.
He's a bona fide lawyer.
Yeah, for real. We all could pass the bar.
Born,
but he's
in
not
jail.
Old, so it's okay. He's not yet.
I'm not. I wish. I could go for being a lawyer. It'd be fun. Yeah. But no, I just...
That's not for me.
No, you're way too nice.
Yeah.
I could do it, but I don't know if I could be as mean as some of them.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll like make a pregnant woman cry.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not that evil.
I'm just like...
Yeah. I'd be like Matt Murdock, only without the awesome daredevil.
Have fun with your stillborn baby. Woo! What was that?
No. And then you're just like, indifferent. Yeah, like, I have an ulcer because I'm so shitty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so stressed about how shitty I am that I gave myself
it was
ulcer.
Really just an unborn twin that's
yeah.
in my gut right now.
Yep, he makes me evil.
He makes me.
He's the evil me.
He's my own personal Quado.
Yeah. Comes out, justice.
Just, injustice.
Right?
Yeah.
You go, like, the judge is like, order in the court, and you rip open your shirt. I'm order.
Be like Craig and actually have a grill thing. It's just
God,
inside,
so cool.
Gut it out.
It'd
on
be
the
like
side.
Craig in your stomach and you're just. And then he does the whole
and
proceeding.
Little tentacles his arms.
And then you like, close it up and you're like, what happened? I don't know.
Just
the
don't
jury
ask.
Is, just, the jury's just.
You're
weeping.
Not old enough to know.
Guy's
yet.
Throwing up in a bag. Throwing the judge up. Is just like, I don't. Whatever he said, it's dismissed. I don't even know. And they all just leave. The Kool-Aid man doesn't even break through the wall. He's just throwing up Kool-Aid in
the
back.
Where's the blind guy from Hell's Kitchen? I want that guy.
Yeah, where's the daredevil? God, be terrible. Oh, you could go like Siamese twin lawyer?
Nah.
Why not? One's a prosecutor and one's like the defense attorney?
And they're just screaming at each other.
Yeah.
It's no an inside case. Like, you can't just do that.
This is
yeah,
like
why
a...
not? Why can't you have that as a show?
You can't be on the case if you're knowing inside information from other
No,
case.
You just go like this.
No, it doesn't work.
You cover
that
your
way.
Ears.
They tentacle
don't
arms do
Japanese
not actually cover your ears.
They all have it like in Japanese.
They don't share a brain.
What if?
No. They don't share a brain.
But what if one of them happens to only know like Japanese? And so he
so
doesn't
you have
understand
to translate
what he's saying.
To the other
no, person. He can't because he can't tell
so
him
you,
anything.
No. So you have to hire
a translator. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You
that way, he doesn't know what's going on in the case.
This has
you've literally defeated all the problems.
70s exploitation film,
all over it.
Like,
but I feel like we could make some money.
They
off
have
the disabled.
Horrible.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
reality
that.
TV
That's
shows
what
that
it
like
is.
Are like 10 times worse than this. I don't see why not.
Freak Show Court.
Exactly.
The bearded lady is the judge.
Fuck.
Oh my god! Watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, agreed.
The bearded lady is the judge.
Yeah, and then you have the bear in the little tuxedo on the unicycle as your bailiff.
That 10 times better than Judge Judy.
This is starting to sound like fucking...
it'd be like Harvey Birdman, yeah, Harvey but Birdman. Better somehow. They have that on Hulu.
But we need a parents guest of the mine.
No, you want all the like the people, like the plaintiffs and all that, they're all just regular folk.
Yeah, that's
really
fine.
Confused by the going on.
But who's going to play the mind tinker?
The judge? The bearded lady.
You need like him like to be in the
background. Bearded lady?
No, as a witness, like just to pop in. Just to take everyone from it.
Not him, it's yes. A her. She's a lady.
He's not a lady.
The bearded lady?
No, not the bearded lady. He's talking about a bearded lady as a judge.
Yeah. But Mintok the Mind Taker was the judge.
He's a dude.
Okay, now this is going to sound really weird. Whoa. You can have chick judges, dude.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
This isn't like, there's Judge Judy.
You can have a judge. You can have a female judge. That's there's fine. That one... I'm talking about him.
But we're talking about a bearded lady.
Oh, well, see.
We're not talking about Mintok the Mind Taker.
I kept asking. That's fine.
Mind Taker, yeah, we get it. Mind... What?
I love with the Jetsons episode when he does the future tech and he goes, yeah, and now you're gonna call him. He goes, this boy needs to stop outright right now. He doesn't borrow, he doesn't ask, he takes the mind. Fucking love him so much.
That show is so funny.
Oh yeah, I got Kale on it because it's not terrible,
dirty,
but there's a couple episodes that I was like, I'm gonna have to skip those ones, and but other than that, like we watched it, he thought it was the funniest shit in the world. It's like, because it's really entertaining, and I miss it. Like,
have you shown him Fred Burger?
No.
I started watching Adventure Time with the dudes this weekend, and I'm not sure they know what's up. They're just like, the fuck are we watching?
I will never watch Adventure Time. Kale always wants to watch Adventure Time, and I'm like, no.
It's all right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't. I barely got into, there's one, it's like camp something.
Salute Your Shorts?
No, it's cartoon.
Oh. Oh, that fucking reality show one.
No.
I know which one.
No, it's like this.
That one's bad.
It's like uncle. It's like uncle, dad or something weird.
Uncle,
it's like
uncle grandpa isn't about this.
That one. Yeah.
Uncle
grandpa. Uncle
grandpa's
that one's fucking awful though.
That's yeah. There's that, and then there's like one other one that I was watching, and apparently Steven Universe is amazing. Dad watches Steven Universe, and he's like, this shit's really good.
Is that the little kid with the curly hair?
Yeah. Yeah, that apparently it's actually really good. Yeah. Because it's like continuity and everything. And that's all I ever care about is continuity.
I know it is.
Like, that's it. I'm good.
Uncle Grandpa.
Speaking of
Uncle
continuity,
Grandpa's fucking awful.
Have you read Rebirth 1 for Batman?
Mm-hmm. And
I haven't read it yet.
But no, dude. Arrow.
See, Arrow, I picked it up. I asked them, and they all the guys at the shop, they're like, we hate Arrow. That is better than, they're like, what the show is, opposite of that. I'm like, well, I'm buying it then.
That's what I just said.
What he was telling me, because like, I don't like the show.
Because the show's fucking terrible. Uh-huh. So.
I picked up Mad Love today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I listened to Paul Dini again, and I'm like, oh man, that guy's fucking great.
That is so great.
Yeah.
No, the whole Watchmen, like, I'm
so stoked. Oh my God, that was so amazing.
I'm so stoked.
I was telling my dad about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I just read this today. Check it out. And I was telling him about Rebirth. I was like, I show him the cover. He goes, whose hand do you think it is? And it's old school.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. And I go, it's Wally West. He goes, yeah, but that's not a thing. But Wally's not there. I'm like, no. So I'm telling him the thing between him and Flash and then the whole moment. And you're just like, God damn it, Jeff.
Fucking Barry. Oh,
right?
Dude.
God, such a feels moment. Yeah. Like, Wally's
that
trying
panel
to.
Where they hug, dude,
oh, my
starts
God.
Up.
You just.
So is the Rebirth shit after New 52?
Yeah.
Because you were just saying New 52 is done.
Yeah.
It is done, yeah. They're doing a rebirth thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I have to go take this call.
Okay.
Who is it?
Nobody.
Is it one of your homegirls from Friday?
Shut up.
No.
He had two dates on Friday.
Wait, what was his girlfriend?
Oh, he got this job and they split because...
What? The time and...
They couldn't get together.
Stuff.
Like, she lives in Omak, too, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
She
and
was
so,
pretty.
Yeah, she was cool. They still talk all the fucking time. They just didn't want to have a relationship because,
there's no time and putting effort into something and feelings, and then you can't commit to something. So it happens.
It does.
Did you break it already, Justin?
I did not break. I'm readjusting.
Did you
I
break
sat
it?
Up.
We did.
It's completely different.
Is it readjusting?
No, it's readjusted.
Why is this still a joke 50 episodes into this podcast?
Just milking things.
So So should we end this one?
Sure.
And get the second one?
Yeah.
So I don't know how late everybody can stay. I know Chris probably has to bolt earlier than you do. So.
Alright. Sure.
Oh, man, it's been so long. Car. Car? Yeah.
Car.
Just saying it's okay to cry sometimes. Just saying it's okay to cry sometimes. Just saying it's okay to cry sometimes.